This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. When I was in school, it was all about trapper keepers. Got to have one to organize my pencils and my giant eraser and the collated folders for social studies and math. But these days, if you're a school kid, your must-have item is often a laptop or even a tablet. Sometimes that piece of technology is provided by the school, and in Massachusetts, the ACLU is suing a school district over who gets to take school-provided iPads home with them. Marketplace's Annie Baxter takes a look.
In the Mendon-Upton Regional School District, all students have access to iPads at school, but only some kids can bring the school's tablets home. Those who qualify for free or reduced price lunch, or who pay a fee.
But everyone in the middle, students whose parents can't or choose not to buy this expensive device, they don't get to take it home.
Laura Rotolo is with the ACLU of Massachusetts, which filed a complaint with the state's Department of Education. Rotolo says the iPads must be provided to all kids for free if they're a core part of the curriculum.
There is an equity issue.
Scott Himmelstein directs the Mobile Technology Learning Center at the University of San Diego. He says even when schools give all kids devices, other legal questions might crop up, like do those kids have equal access to broadband at home to complete homework assignments?
Case law is slowly evolving in this. These things are being tested nationwide.
In Massachusetts, the Department of Education has asked the Mendon-Upton School District for a report on its iPad policies. It's due by the end of the month. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.